How's he been at left tackle?
Good. He's done a nice job. A very good job. He's very athletic. He's the kind of prototypical athlete that you're looking for to play that spot, and he's been very effective. He's done a good job for us.
Their linebackers, coach, have changed a lot since the first time you played them. What do you see from that union? Besides the personnel, are they doing anything differently with them?
No. I mean, they've evolved defensively more than with the linebackers. They've changed a little bit, and they've kind of gravitated somewhat back to what they used to do. And I know it's a completely different defense coordinator, different defensive secondary coach, line coach, and everything else, but they're becoming more old school Philly or, you know, what have you. The blitz packaging, which, you know, they were in the beginning not going to do at all. Now all of a sudden they're resorting back to a lot of the blitz, you know, overload principles that they have employed in the past with great, you know, with great success.
What did you think of DJ Ware on Sunday? I guess the game before too.
I think he's doing well. You know, he's done a nice job for us when you know, I think we've talked about it, you know, with scan principle with a lot of our protection, where you don't just have a person, you got a guy, and then you got to kind of clean up and wherever the blitzer might show up for. And he's, you know, he has not made any mistakes in that respect. So it allows you to be a little more sophisticated in some of your route running because you can change up your protection a little bit. He's done a good job with that. And when we've called on him to run the ball, he's done a pretty good job with it.
This is probably the longest stretch of continued play that you've seen from him and are going to see from him. Is that what you need to really determine what a guy can do? I mean, I know you see him in the preseason, but need this kind of?
Yeah, I think that, to be fair, you know, the guy's got to get X amount of time before you can say, hey, that's where he's at, you know, and, you know, that's who he is. And then even then, you know, particularly if it's a first-year guy or second-year guy, you think there's going to be, you'd like to think, incremental improvement as time goes on, you know. So the problem is with him, you know, it's his, whatever, fourth year in the league, you know. So it's, you know, you're judging him as if he's a fourth-year guy. And I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's what happens. You wind up making a judgment. But he's done a good job for us. He's filled in nicely. Nita.
You saw the Arizona game. Nnamdi a little upset, disappointed with the Eagles' defense, the way they just play him on one side of the field. Larry Fitzgerald was able to 142 yards and 2 touchdowns. Do you kind of take a page out of their game plan and just keep Hakeem Nicks on the opposite side of Nnamdi?
You know, you can do that. You know, I've heard the complaints. I don't know how, you know, how valid they are in terms of, it looked like he was pretty effective on both sides of the field, you know, Fitzgerald. So, I mean, you got two great corners. That's the way I look at it. Now, they're dynamically different in the way they play, but they're two outstanding players. And one wants to get up and press you all the time, and the other one really doesn't want to get up and press. Would like to play off and keep you between the quarterback and him so he can look through the receiver. So they're two great players. They play totally different technique-wise, but, you know, I don't know if you'd be hard-pressed to say who you want to stay away from. You'd like to stay away from both of them is what you'd like to do. Unfortunately, you can't do that.
With Hakeem, it looks like, for the more so than in the past, he's starting to see that, you know, have to pay attention to him kind of defense, especially in the red zone, it looks that way. Is that the way you're seeing it?
You know,
I know you
most teams, most teams are going to play more. You hear all this. Very few teams play us single up man down there, you know, and San Fran was a big combo team, and they comboed a little bit out on the field, but when you get, as soon as you cross a certain point, like the 20-yard line, and then you got inside, like say the 15-yard line, everything was combo covered. So when you go to a 3-by-1, everything's going to double the X, no matter what you do over to the end. Sometimes they double 3-over-2 over the tight end and Victor. Sometimes they double Victor. Sometimes they double Victor and the W. They'd rotate it, but to the other side, he was always double. That's been whoever plays that spot, you know, whoever plays the X position, they're going to always, that's the way the coverage has evolved. I think there's a certain respect for him because he's made some terrific catches and, you know, he's been very, very efficient when you get down there to the end zone, getting it into the end zone. So I think it's a combination of what people do schematically and also an appreciation for his ability.
And then the one play that they actually did come up on that side with the one where you hit the touchdown. So
yeah, well, we weren't in the green zone or red zone, but we were out. Yeah, it was when we get the single coverage, you know, we usually have some combination routes where we're going to throw over his side versus this coverage and throw over here versus the other coverage. And we just try to rotate whether it's to the stronger weak side so people can't zoom in on us. But we were fortunate to catch it. He made a terrific catch. It was a great throw. Just like we caught one where there was a double inside and we were able to throw the fade ball to Mario for a touchdown. It was a tremendous throw. So we guessed right a few times, and we had a chance on the post, which would have been a great finish to it. But.